This church radio broadcast already in progress.
On the marquee, John chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 5. And let's read that. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. That just means that the Father is the vine keeper. He is the gardener. Amen. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 6. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. I just want to talk this morning about the true vine. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, there is a true vine. You know, out here on the bayou, most of you all have passed by all of the farming area out here, and we see that farming is still big business, even out here on some of these plantations. But if you were to just meander throughout the country and throughout the state of Louisiana, we find that gardening is still a big business in the United States. However, farming, as we used to know it, is no longer in vogue in our society and in our neighborhoods. How can I say that? Praise God. When I was a little boy, everybody out in old independent Louisiana and all those little surrounding areas, Hammond and Amite, all of those, everybody, when I was young, had a garden. Amen. Everybody had a garden, man. We just about grew everything that we wanted to grow. Didn't have to worry about going to the store. Didn't have to worry about doing all this stuff, man. We grew a garden, and praise God. And then if the neighbors needed something, we just go and get it out of the garden, give it to them. And when they grew something, they get it out their garden and give it to us. But we find today that we no longer do those type of things. Praise God. And so we find that Jesus is telling this story. And I got to tell you, what Jesus does is that he looks around the things that are around him, and he tried to pick some of those things around him that he could share with his disciples, and he could share with the people so they'll know exactly where he's coming from. Praise God. But so history tells us that in Palestine where Jesus lived, it says vine dressing was a prominent occupation. Praise God. And it was a prominent occupation. And although most people were not vineyard growers or keepers, praise God, they were all familiar with that line of work. Amen. It is in this environment that Jesus made his last I am statement.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. He said that I am the true vine. And he said, and my father is the husbandman. Praise God. And you see, history also tells us that vines, praise God, used to grow on a terrace, which required a whole lot of attention.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't you know that back in the day when a young vine would bear fruit, they wouldn't even allow them to bear fruit for the first 3 years. If there was a fruit that came up, they cut it off. They cut it off.
Good,
they cut it off. And then what they would do is prune that vine so that the root structure, praise God, so that the root structure can grow very, very, very strong, so that when it come time for that vine, amen, to produce the fruit, amen, that it would have some structure in it. Praise God. Amen. And so it's behind this backdrop that Jesus speaks these words to us and let us know that there is but one true vine. Amen. I know there's a lot of folks that think there's a whole lot of other vines, but praise God, there's only one true vine. Amen. So as we look at this text this morning, praise God, and as Jesus is about to wrap up his earthly ministry, it's about to draw to a close, praise God, he makes three profound statements that provide us with the truth, and as the lawyers would say, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Praise God. He said, look what the first thing he says in this text, he says that he is the only true vine. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is only one true vine. Praise God. You see, he says that. He said, I am the true vine. And praise God, my father is the husbandman. You see, the vine is the means, praise God, of life for the branches. I'm going to break it down so you can understand. You know, I see a lot of kids in there. He's not going to come up here and sit down and talk about growing no grapes, is he? Praise God. I'm going to show you what that all means here in a minute. Because if we don't break it down to where these young folks can understand it, praise God, we really haven't done a good job. Amen. You see, when he talks about this vine, praise God, the root structure has to grow. And it is in the soil where what? The roots go down and grump up all of the nourishment, grump up all of the water and stuff from the soil so that what? The vine can shoot out. Amen. Amen. But hey, he didn't stop there. Praise God. Come on in here, Landon. Praise God. Come on in here and sit down. I want you to hear this. Praise God. You see, no fruit, praise God, will be produced by any branch that is detached from the vine. So what I got to make us understand today, praise God, that if you are, in fact, a believer today, you must be attached to the vine. And that vine is Jesus Christ. Yeah. You see, the union between the branches, praise God, of a vine and the main stem is the closest that can be conceived. It is the whole secret, praise God, to the branch's life, to the branch's strength, to the vigor of the branch, the beauty of the branch, and the futility. You see, believers are what they are, amen, and feel what they feel and do what they do because they draw out of the branch.
Yes, sir.
We draw out of Jesus, praise God. We draw, what do we draw out of Jesus, praise God? You draw all of your grace from Jesus. You draw all of your help from Jesus. You draw all of your mercy from Jesus. You draw all of your abilities from Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm trying to paint a picture here. You see, there's some people claim to be Christians, but they seek to receive their Christian growth from a variety of sources. I told you, Deacon Robinson, I was going to hit back to that Sunday school on this morning. They seek to get their nourishment, praise God, from other sources. You know, it is not that they are cut themselves off, amen, completely from Christ. But let me tell you what they do. They want, praise God, to be nurtured by Jesus. But guess what? They also want to receive sustenance and nourishment from other sources. Can I break it down and give it to you real quick? Praise God. Look at here. Let me hear you. You see, they try to have an attachment with him, but praise God, but more than one, try to have attachment to more than one vine. Let me break it down. So to speak, they want everlasting life from Jesus. But guess what? They want success from business. They want happiness from booze, praise God, or drugs. They want love from immoral sexual, praise God, relationship. They want security, praise God, from the government. And praise God, they want healing from medicine, praise God, when Jesus has already told us in Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. You see, Jesus said that I am the only vine. Jesus offers not only, praise God, eternal life, but let me tell you what else he offers. He offers us true success. He offers us true happiness. He offers us true love. He offers us genuine security, and he offers us healing for our body and for our soul.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you.
That's what we get out of this true vine. Praise God. Yeah. You know, it's not to say that we cannot find satisfaction in our businesses, right, or healing from a doctor. But it is to say that when our love relationship, praise God, is in line with our faith in Jesus Christ, we have more secure chances, praise God, of what I call real success. Amen. I haven't seen anybody yet that go in business, praise God, and leave God out, and that business become a total success.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not going to say they won't make a whole lot of money.
Right. Yeah,
but I'm
right.
Saying that their business haven't made, don't make a total success. You see, Jesus, praise God, being our true vine, he is the guideline for solid business ethics. He is the foundation, praise God, of good government. And he is the doctor's teachers and the nurse's aid. Jesus is the true vine. He is the true foundation of all that is good and wholesome about life. Show me somebody who is not living, praise God, with Christ in their life. And I believe I can show you somebody who would eventually be a failure in life. So we find that he makes that one statement, that I am the true vine. But he makes another statement. He says, but my Father is the husbandman. In other words, he is the vine keeper. He is the gardener. As the gardener, praise God. You know one thing I can find out, I say that it's good to have God as the gardener who takes care of the vine, who takes care of the branches. You see, praise God, if we praise God, take this branch, praise God, and if a branch could speak to us, praise God, the branch would probably say some things like this, because I told you, praise God, at the beginning of a plant, when it starts to produce fruit, praise God, they cut the fruit off for the first 3 years. Amen. Praise God. Now, I got to tell you what that's all about. Praise God. When they cut it off for the first 3 years, it's good to have a gardener who knows what he's doing. Amen. You see, because, and what that tells me, praise God, that sometimes we run before we are ready. Amen. Amen. How many times you have seen folk in the Bible that it looked like God used them when they got at a certain age and didn't use them when they were too young? Praise God. Now somebody looking at me like I'm going crazy. Praise God. You know, because there's some folk who think that God thinks on our level. Amen. I want y'all to put up that Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9. This is what, see, Adam and Eve thought at one time that God should be thinking on that level.
That's right.
Praise God. But look what God said. He said, for my thoughts are not like your thoughts, neither are your ways like my ways, said the Lord. He said, the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts, praise God, than yours. What am I trying to say? Praise God. Sometimes God is going to allow us to go through some things, amen, so that he can nourish us. I said that the root structure has to go down, praise God, and find the nourishment, amen. So what I'm trying to tell us, that it's going to take some time for us, amen. Sometimes we may wonder why the Lord won't use us when we are young and we are enthusiastic about what we are doing. Praise God. But we said that vine, that the branches sometime has to be what? Pruned. Praise God. Vine has to be pruned sometimes. Amen. I look at some of the old patriarchs and I ask, why did God wait until they got ripe in age before he used them? Can I call just a couple of witnesses? He didn't use Abraham until he was old. He told him that he was going to have a child and then waited another 10 years until he became the ripe old age of 100 before he was even able to bear that son, Isaac. He told Moses, praise God, was a young man, he was full of energy. But praise God, God had to take him on the backside of a mountain. Praise God, and allowed him to see a bush that was burning. Praise God, and it was not until Moses got of the ripe old age of about 80, praise God, that he sent him down to Pharaoh land and told Pharaoh, "Say, Pharaoh, God say, let my people go." Praise God. I call out David. Somebody going to say, well, David was pretty young. But no, David did some great things as a little boy. Praise God. He killed Goliath as a little boy. But God didn't wait until David was 30 years old before he called him to be the king of Israel. The Apostle Paul, praise God, already out of rabbinical training when he met Jesus on the Damascus Road. And praise God, and it was not another 14 years before he was accepted by the early church. And then by the time he was going through all the things, God was purging him until it was time for him to move out on the scene. Praise God. And Jesus Christ himself, he was 30 years old when he came on his earthly ministry. Now somebody's sitting out there saying that's not old. Praise God. But you got to realize he only walked the earth for 33 and a half years. So towards the latter portion of his life, God allowed him praise God, to come upon the scene. Yes. Amen. What he's trying to do, he's trying to work him, and he's trying to allow him to grow, because I believe that Jesus could have gone on out there when his mother and father found him. Praise God, when they were looking for him.
Yeah.
And he said, I must be about my father's business. Yeah. Praise God. But he wasn't ready at that time. God had to purge him. Praise God, because he knew that he was going to be the true vine. You see, we must be cleansed through his word. Praise God. We must be purged of our selfish ways. Praise God. We must be properly trained by God's Spirit. Praise God. In order for us, amen, to produce the fruit, amen, that God wants us to produce. Amen. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that the Father is the husbandman, and he is the one, praise God, that purges us. He's the one that prunes us so that we could bring forth much fruit. Praise God. Somebody said, well, I don't know about the fruit that I want to bring, but let me tell you something. God called every last one of us, praise God, to be a witness for him. Praise God. God had a purpose in his life for even creating man. And you know what that purpose was. Man was supposed to please and praise and worship God. But my final point here is that the one that excites me, praise God, he not only said that Jesus is the only true vine, he didn't only say that his father was the husbandman, but this one ought to make you feel good, because he said that you are the branches. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are a branch.
You are a branch.
Hallelujah. You see, when he said that you are a branch, it wasn't enough for him to say that he was the true vine. It wasn't enough for him to say that his father is the husbandman. But he said that we are the branches. You see, branches are to be fruit bearers. Amen. I want you to see what the text did not say. The text did not say that the vine was going to produce fruit. The text did not say that the husbandman was going to produce fruit. But he said that the branches are going to be the ones who are going to produce fruit. And you know what that tells me? It lets me know that the only way that sinners are going to be saved, praise God, if you and I would open our mouth and we would tell them about Jesus. And you see, apart from the vine, we cannot bear any fruit at all, because he said that if we are apart from the vine, we are good for nothing. Praise God for men to gather us and throw us in the fire. But I'm here to tell us today, I want us to stay attached to the vine. I'm talking about staying attached to the true vine. You see, society is filled with plans for social betterment and humanity. And most of these plans are launched from a humanitarian and philosophical means instead of from Jesus. But the world will only be changed by changing people. Praise God. And if we are going to change this world, if we are going to change our environment, if we are going to change the working conditions, if we are going to change human rights, praise God, we still have to deal with the basic problem, and that's the problem of human sin. Hallelujah.
And we, since we are branches, there are some things that the branch ought to be doing. Let me tell you a few things that the branch ought to be doing. You see, the branch ought to be sharing God's word with this dying world. The branch ought to be living a life of victory before this world. My God, I'm here to tell you today that you ought to stay in the vine, because if you detach yourself from the vine, praise God, you will be worth nothing. Jesus is the source of our strength. Jesus is the source of all of our goodness. Don't you think that you are good all by yourself? Jesus is the source of all of your goodness. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ that changes men's lives. You can give them all of the social programs that you want. You can give them all of the handouts if you want. But as branches, we must give them Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody might say, well, Pastor, I'm tired of people talking about this Jesus stuff. But that's all right. I'm one of those people that let you know that it's Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus at nighttime, Jesus while I'm sleeping. And when I get up early in the morning, I'm still gonna call on Jesus, because I know, praise God, beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt, that I am attached to that vine. I am attached to Jesus. And if it had not been for Jesus, who was on my side, I often ask the question, where would I be? Won't you ask your neighbor that question? Say, if it had not been for Jesus, who was on your side, where would you be? Praise God. When I look back over my life, and when I think things over, I right realize that I've had some rough times. There's been some ups, and there's been some downs. But through it all, I can stand to say, Jesus brought me through. Jesus brought me through. Jesus brought me through. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I'm still in the vine. Hallelujah. You know how I know I'm in the vine? My father was in the vine. My mother was in the vine. And they told me, if I want to make it in this life, I better stay in the vine. Yes, I could have tried to live off of my laurels. I could try to live off the success that I've had, all of the papers that I have on the wall. But you can have all the papers that you want. But if you don't have Jesus, you can sure enough die and go straight to hell. I'm so glad.
I knew I got to preach this evening.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles. 100.1. The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States